Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee here, friends. Hour two coming up here. And thank you for joining me. And with that said, friends, we've been talking about lowering the standard because it offends others. And I'm telling you, friends, offend away, especially those that call themselves Christians, patriots, and or conservatives, which are all rooted in Christ Jesus our Lord. Offend away. I don't care if somebody, friends, is offended at what I'm telling them if it's the truth. Because the truth doesn't withhold love. It delivers it. And Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And if I withhold that truth, then how are you going to go to Christ who gives that truth? Who's the light of men? I don't want to be a part of that. I'm telling you to raise the bar. I'm telling you to live out in your public life, everything that you declare in your private life, everything that you declare in the church, to live it out so that the world might see your light. In that way, your Father's glorified. You don't lower the standard. I was just highlighting the fact that, friends, that the little boy that was getting good grades on the Little House in Prairie, friends, his friend got mad at him because he kept getting good grades. And he said, you make me look bad in front of my parents. Well, he didn't care about his parents, apparently. He didn't care about doing his own due diligence. And he didn't do his own due diligence because he didn't care what his parents thought. He had no honor for his parents whatsoever. And the fact of the matter is just because we walk in the light as he is in the light, and the Bible says we have fellowship as one with another, we stick to him. Regardless if it offends disobedient people or not, they don't want to get good grades metaphorically, then they don't have to. There's a place set aside for them, what they deserve. They're lukewarm. Jesus said he'll spew them out of their mouth. They're workers of iniquity. There's a place called hell that's reserved for them because they prefer the very enemy of the soul of the very one that died for us on the cross. They desire him. They desire the spirit of the world more than they desire holiness. They desire the spirit of the world and the one that's the prince and the power of the air, rather than the one that gave us the light that which we have today in holiness. Okay? We don't lower the bar. Jesus rebuked the religious hypocrites for desiring the praise of men more than the praise of God in John 12:43. Okay? And the fact of the matter is we see a lot of that going on today. Matter of fact, that's why I told you last week and the week before, George Barna did a poll amongst pastors. And he talked about all the things taking place in the church in America today. And George Barna asked them, why are they not preaching out against the sins of the culture? The number one answer is the offering. Number two, you can take them either way. It matters not. They're at the tip of the iceberg, right? The top of the reasons as to why they preach not out against the sins of mankind. Because they didn't want to lose numbers in their church. That's the praise of men, friends. And I want to tell you that do such things, woe unto you. I want to tell you that do such things that you withhold the truth from men because you don't want to lose your attendance and you don't want to lose your offering. You're the worst of men. You're responsible for the condition of America, and you better repent. Did I tell you that? I did tell you that, but I'm telling you my Father's word, like it or not, Acts 20, verse 21. At the end of the story, friends, we find out that the little disobedient boy that didn't like the obedient boy that kept getting ribbons for getting high scores, Well, he kept seeking out shortcuts. You know, he was just going to have the pastor get him into heaven. He was just going to have the priest get him into heaven. I can't see that, nor can I find that in Scripture. The Bible says we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. They can't do for me what I must do before God. Nor is it their place to do so. So again, the story goes that the little boy, the disobedient boy, when he sought the shortcuts, when it came to doing his own due diligence and was caught cheating on his tests, because that's what he did so in order that he might rise to the level of expectation, at least in a counterfeit manner, to meet his parents' approval. He was willing to lie to his parents. And in the end, he was caught and repented only to understand the importance of doing his own due diligence. It was redemptive, so it was a good ending. You know, and again, the Bible tells us, I was trying to get this out during the last segment of the first hour, for thou shalt eat the labor of thine hands, happy shalt thou be, and it shall be well with thee, Psalm 128, verse 2. Well, the moral of the story is at the end, the smart boy who received the blue ribbons for getting high grades finally realized the error of his ways and trying to fit in with all the underachievers and learned the importance of staying on par regardless if others were offended at him in doing so. He didn't care anymore. And that was the lesson. He stayed the course, and because of it, he won the day. And I say to the Christians that stay the course, Philippians 3, you're going to win the kingdom. It is your Father's good pleasure to give unto his children, little flock, the kingdom of God. But the Bible says that we must press in. The Bible says that we must know the doctrine. The Bible says that we are to study and show ourselves approved. Okay? That's how we grow in grace. 2 Peter 3:18. Read it when you get a moment. Now, one of the things that I wanted to highlight, and I love this, is the fact that there's so many people that say that they're just, you know, they're not led about by the things of the world. Friends, you're literally being inundated 24/7 no matter where you go, through music, through television, through Hollywood, through magazines on an airplane. I don't care where you go. You're being inundated with the spirit of Antichrist, the love of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the love of the world, and the pride of life. It's always in front of our face, 24/7. And I know that there's people that say that there's nothing wrong with it and that they're not being influenced by such things that the world has to offer. Well, I'm here to tell you the opposite is true. Do you remember a lady by the name of Barbara DeAngelis? Barbara DeAngelis, she was a popular teacher. And she taught dads and moms throughout America how to make love in marriage work. Okay? I'll say it again. Barbara DeAngelis teaches dads and moms throughout the country. She teaches them how to make their love and marriage work. But did you know that Barbara DeAngelis, do you know that she's been divorced, married and divorced 5 times? Don't tell me these people have no effect, friends, because they do. You want to talk about twisted? Furthermore, friends, we have a woman here that hasn't been honed in under any headship whatsoever, and she's living accordingly. No wonder why the Lord said through Paul that you're not to let women like this preach from the pulpit, because that's what she's doing. I'm going to come right back to this, and I'm going to ask you, so how influenced are you? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
This is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, "Opposition. It is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong." The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
This is Parson Leighton Howerton for the Rimfire Conference, coming up October 25th through the 27th at the Angel Theater in Columbia Falls, Montana. If you're a man seeking real truth and real answers to the real issues that we face in our society today, then this conference is for you. Our speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Day, Dr. Mike Spaulding, and Rob Pugh, just to name a few. So boot up and get your ticket today at coachdavelive.com/REMFIRE tickets.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Well, I just shared with you, friends, right now, and a lot of times people say, well, you know what, these sorts of people, that, you know, I have friends like this, but they don't influence me. Baloney friends, hogwash, and I'm here to prove it. Let me give you a couple examples. I just highlighted the fact that there's Barbara DeAngelis, okay? She teaches dads and moms throughout America how to make love and marriage work, but what most people didn't know is she was actually married and divorced 5 times, okay? People are buying her books like crazy. No influence? Okay. Know who you follow. We're talking about evil company corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. It absolutely does. I was talking earlier about your friends, what type that you may have. I care more about the presence of God, friends, than I do men that don't care about the presence of God. Though they call themselves Christians, it matters not. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him. 1 John 2:4. That's what they are. They're liars. They hold to the lie. They choose the lie. And the Bible says that those that go on in sin will die in their sin. They're making their own choice. Deuteronomy 30:19. Romans 6. There's those that add to you. There's those that take away. There's those that multiply. And there's those that divide. I don't want any of those kind of people around my life in any sense of the word. That's why there's such a small core of those that I have around me. Because the real deal is hard to find, let me tell you. Those that really love the Lord, oh, folks, I cannot tell you. I remember when I first got saved, the pastor's wife, and it really let me down. Let me paint the picture a little bit for you. I remember before I got saved, my favorite word was the F word. There was a sentence I said without saying the F word. After I got saved for real, what the Holy Ghost did, not what man talked me into, the first thing that went was my language. I didn't want to talk like that. I constantly fed on the word of God, and my conversation became the gospel of Jesus Christ. And it still is today. And I remember getting around the pastor's wife. You want to talk about getting the rug pulled from under you? Those that I looked up to, I thought there was going to be a perfect life in the church. I remember the pastor's wife. She went behind closed doors and she started swearing. And then she looked at me and she said, "You didn't hear that." It's like you must be talking to someone else because I'm not playing that game with you. She's no longer in ministry today, by the way. You know, maybe she didn't read James 1:26. Maybe she didn't read Ephesians 4:25. "I let no corrupt communication proceed out of my mouth, but that which is good to the edifying, concerning those that I might minister grace unto. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And I'm subjected to this right away. And no wonder why the Spirit of God kept driving me back to the Word of God, because He was building me up as I bore the cross to throw off that which wasn't real Christianity. That's why I'm here waking up the dead church by the power of the Holy One of Israel on a daily basis. Because I want to expose the works of darkness by being the light that reproves the darkness, so that we all might walk in the light. Because the world is sick and tired of the hypocrisy. They're sick and tired of the excuses that professed Christians make as to why they haven't brought the answers to the world that the Bible promises to bring to the world. I had another guy just recently. Folks, I can't tell you how many times. Let me go back a little bit. I remember I was in Walker, Minnesota. I guess I was a favorite up there for their youth group. And I remember going back up one time, and they were having a service, and the praise and worship guy came over to me, and he started talking to me, and he started mouthing the F word to me, the praise and worship, of course. That's where the enemy wants to go, right there. He wants to block up the anointing that may come down through holy vessels. Isaiah 10:27, the anointing breaks the yoke of bondage over those that they're called to go to. He starts mouthing the F word to me. I was so offended by his disobedience. I couldn't even believe it. Again, I couldn't even believe that he had the audacity to think that it was going to be okay to be acting like that around me. No, I already did business with the devil. I knew what that was like. This guy was fraternizing with the enemy. He hasn't been dealt with yet. And the fact of the matter is, I don't want people like that around me. Just this last week, I'm talking to a guy. And the more I talk to this guy, the more I lose respect for him. He just starts saying some real vulgar things to me on the phone that he would never say in a million years to those people that are watching him on television, that he would never say in a million years on the radio over the waves, but for some reason or another, he wants to play outside of who he claims to be in front of the people. That's a hypocrite, friends, and I don't want anything to do with him. I remember in the documentary series, John Adams, I remember the attorney general said to John Adams, he said, "The man in the office are the same. You better know it. You better bet your bottom dollar the man in the office are the same. And you better know that God sees all things and that you are held accountable for every idle word and every idle thought. And everything that you do in this life is all going to be pre-recorded, friends, and played back on the day of judgment." I want to tell you something. I want to set some of you people free right now. Those that are ready for the judgment of God, it's appointed unto men once to die, and after this, the judgment. Hebrews 9:27. Also go to Revelation 21. Those people that are ready for the judgment of God are those that desire to be free from sin, from anything that offends God. When Paul talked about getting no offense in his ministry, you know what he was talking about, friends? Giving the whole counsel of God. And if you reject the counsel of God, I'm going to give you the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And you reject the truth of the Word of God, see ya, wouldn't want to be ya. I don't want you around me. Your blood is off my hands. That's what Paul meant when he said giving no offense in his ministry. He owed us the truth. The Bible says love worketh no ill. Love oweth our brother the truth and nothing but the truth and nothing short of that. But I'm telling you, friends, the more I get around people in the ministry, the less I want to be around these people in the ministry. It's based on man. It's not based on the Holy One of Israel. It's not based on Jesus Christ. It's based on creating a Jesus that fits their lifestyle rather than repenting and fitting into Jesus, putting on the Lord Jesus Christ and making no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. One thing I tell people when I preach to them publicly in the flesh, ask my wife, ask my kids. What you hear on this radio show, what you see on my broadcast, is who I am when I meet you. There isn't one guy here and then another guy over there. Can't do that. Don't want to be a part of that. I mean, that's living a double life, and there's too many people that are doing it. We're to have a single eye, and our eyes to be filled with light, that the whole body is filled with light. We are to have our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And when we do that, guess what, friends? All that other junk goes, and when we taste and see that the Lord is good, we don't want to go any other direction but following the Christ, who then makes us to become fishers of men. Now, I'm making the point, friends, that more than not, I see the hypocrites in the church. If I was to say and name some of the names of the people that I'm talking about right now, you'd probably never listen to them again a day in your life. And I'll tell you something, friends, I am appalled. More than not, it hurts when I see people that I think may become friends. Remember, King David said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord and of them that keep thy precepts. There's a lot of people out there, friends, that are counterfeit. They're fiend. They're not the real deal. Well, they're still growing. No. I'm talking about when you have a 40 and a 50 and a 60-year-old man still doing the same thing that he should have threw off a long time ago. No. Can you teach an old dog new tricks? Yep, the Holy Ghost can. But the fact of the matter is I don't think some of these old dogs they don't want to change. They don't want new tricks. It's just a way of metaphorically conveying to you how these men are. If I could share with you on the radio what an individual just said to me a couple days ago, friends, I couldn't even believe it. I'm just, at this point, just distancing myself. And it's like, what word are you reading that would come out of your mouth? Your Christianity is vain and it's worthless. Read James 1:26. I'm going to come back. I'm going to give you some more examples of hypocrisy, and we're talking about how evil communication corrupts good character. 1 Corinthians 15:33. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump pushed back at criticism that a Syrian withdrawal is damaging U.S. credibility, betraying Kurdish allies and opening the door for a possible resurgence of the Islamic State. He also touted a ceasefire agreement that seemed at risk as Turkey and Kurdish fighters differed over what it required and whether combat was actually halted.
I just spoke to President Erdogan, Turkey. We're doing very, very well with Turkey. There's a ceasefire. There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire this morning that was eliminated quickly, and they're back to the full pause. We have ISIS totally under guard.
The president called his Syria approach, quote, a little bit unconventional. The president contended that the Turkish president, as well as the Syrian Kurdish fighters the Turks are battling, all agree that the U.S. brokered ceasefire was the right step and we're currently complying with it. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee. Friends, have you with me for 2 hours today, and I appreciate your listenership. We had some technical issues here, so the lines are down, as is YouTube. Don't know what's going on. I'm in a pretty decent hotel, and the Wi-Fi was just fine, and then all of a sudden just went blank on me. Again, folks, there's a real spiritual warfare going on around this ministry 24/7, and people need to understand that it is a warfare that you can't always acknowledge in the sense of putting your eyes to it, but it's happening continuously. There is definitely a spiritual warfare taking place in this world, especially over those that are keeping the commandments of the Lord. And if you read Revelation 12, it talks about how the enemy of men's souls warred against those and persecuted those that kept the commandments of God. See, the persecution comes in the doing, friends, not in the talking. So anyways, with that said, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, or you can go over to Facebook if you want to listen live. At any time over the next 24 hours, you can go to Genesis Communication Networks. We're number two on the gauge right now. Thank you for making us the number one and number two show across the country in over 117 cities as well as into 53 countries. Now, with that said, friends, again, let's get back to this because we're talking about how evil communication and just hanging around those that don't care, friends, it's not always a good thing. When you go to 1 Corinthians 13:33, it tells us that what we're supposed to stay away from and those whom we're to stay away from. And we're doing live radio, friends. Here, I'm going to do this real quick because I want to give it to you exactly as to what it says. And I'm telling you what, friends, 20 hours of driving and about 12 hours of preaching kind of catches up after a while. No complaints. Evil company corrupts good habits. That's the New King James Version. Evil company corrupts good habits. And I'm highlighting these very things even now. through real life people that are leading the way, that are influencing the rest of the people that should know better. And if for some reason or not, they're just not catching on to it. Be not deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. Okay? And I was just highlighting again, Barbara DeAngelis teaching moms and dads across the country how to make love and marriage work, and yet she's been divorced 5 times and married 5 times. And people are buying her books. You need to know who to follow. What about this one? And folks, I'm not being partial in this. I ever since I've seen this woman's face, there's nothing about her I like. There's nothing about her that I respect. There's no surprise when it comes to why they would put something up like this. When it comes to Whoopi Goldberg, it's lowering the standard, and she has done a great job in doing just that. And I'm making the point of evil company corrupts good communication. This is another one. If you remember right, former President Bill Clinton's Commission on Teen Pregnancy, he picked Whoopi Goldberg to prevent teen pregnancy. And again, on his board resided none other than Whoopi Goldberg. Did you know that Whoopi Goldberg, believe this or not, she had several abortions? Why do they put people up like this? Because they want to corrupt men. They want to corrupt women. Again, scoundrels are easier to control because they can be extorted than good men. And the bottom line is, friends, is you need to know who you listen to. You need to know who you listen to. As a matter of fact, if Whoopi, and again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the corrupt tree, but when you go into Arkansas, there's a sign that says home of Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, and in compliance with Megan's Law, the above is a known sex offender. I mean, there's a special place in hell for people like this, friends. Or what about this? Now, going to the music industry, talking about how evil company corrupts good character. Why do they throw your kids, girls like, Disney, they raise them up as innocent little girls, and then when they get older, they have them take off their clothes and do a striptease for the rest of the world? Isn't that crazy how that works? Of course, nothing new under the sun. When you look at Britney Spears and you look at Christine Aguilera ripping their clothes off for the world to see, and then you see them get up in the face of the world on MTV back in the late 90s, early 2000s, thanking Jesus Christ for their awards. Folks, nothing could be further from the truth. But most people don't know their Bibles, and because they don't know their Bibles, they think that somehow this is permissible. And somehow or another, our kids are supposed to emulate these two. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Hey, folks, you need to know who you allow to influence you. And it was just like we were talking about during the first hour. You know, I don't care that people are offended at me for doing the right thing. Well, the little boy cared so much that his friend would get angry at him when he would get good grades because he didn't do the things that his friend did. But instead of him raising the bar and saying goodbye to the friend, he adhered to his friend and said, forget the honor to my parents. And so it is with men in the church and women in the church. They care more about the praise of men than they do the praise of God. And what's the end of all that? It's not good. So, again, you need to know who you allow to influence you. What about this one? This is one of my favorite. She's another piece of work. She's a witch is what she is. She's a little pawn in the hand of Satan himself, literally. Madonna. She says she has her own demons to wrestle with. Of course she does. She continuously submits to them and feeds into them. Look what she does. She was one with Britney Spears who actually had a mouth-to-mouth kiss for the world to see back in the 90s on MTV. And then what did they initiate? Homosexual marriage. She's the one that said just keep it out there long enough and people will submit to it sooner or later. No wonder why she's got demons to wrestle with. But did you know that there was a certain point where Madonna was asked to tone down her sexual innuendos? And she said that she pleaded the Fifth Amendment. She can do whatever she wants to do. She was also asked on Larry King Live, friends. Larry King Live asked you, what does your child watch on television? You know what this hypocrite witch said? Literally, that's what she is, friends. I'm not name calling. You know what she said? My child's not allowed to watch TV. She She's not allowed to watch that filth. See, but it's okay for her to teach your kids that filth, but you're not going to do it to my kids. Oh, I want to tell you something, friends. She's undermining herself. Because the Bible tells us that those that dig the pit, they will surely fall into it. And the sad fact of the matter is her child probably will as well. And I know the Bible says the sins of the father do not follow, but you need to pay attention to the spiritual law that's in play, regardless if we want to acknowledge it or not. One more thing. Did you know that Madonna is now writing books for children? We're talking about evil company corrupts good character. And you have four types of people in your life. Hey, folks, I say throw them off and put on the Christ. We put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Okay? She's writing books for children, Madonna is. I got a question for you. Whose footsteps do you suppose that these kids that read her books will follow in? Whose footsteps? You know, this is interesting. Because I got another guy here speaking of the music world. Remember R. Kelly? I mean, this full-grown man has been busted time and time and time again on film with having sex with minors. On film, and he was still exonerated. On film. Just think of the message that the young people are getting today. Well, if you have enough money, you can pay off any judge. Folks, that's not justice. That's injustice. You're perverting your nation. You're little by little incrementally destroying your nation through a lack of justice. You know, R. Kelly, the soul and hip-hop musician who writes songs that do nothing but promote sexual promiscuity, he was praised by the USA Today, the propaganda outlet, USA Today, you know, that you see at every hotel in America. It's funny how that works when they went bankrupt. Where are they getting that money? Put that aside, friends. R. Kelly was praised. The guy that promotes nothing but sexual promiscuity that has been busted on film having sex with minors, was praised by the propaganda outlet USA Today for writing a song that allegedly stops AIDS. Hey, folks, he does nothing but promote how the disease is spread. He does nothing but to promote and fuel the very narrative that's thrown on the kids to commit the act of fornication. And at length, they may end up getting the very disease that he allegedly is trying to prevent. Folks, this is just ridiculous. By the way, in 2002, R. Kelly was indicted for 21 counts of child pornography. He was again released. Now he's back in prison, and I trust that he's probably not going to get out this time. The point is evil company corrupts good character. You have friends that call themselves Christians, and they feed on the spirit of the world? And you care more about their approbation than you do the Lord's? I want to tell you something. You don't belong to the Lord. No more than Judas did. The Lord said to come out from among them, be ye separate. How can two walk together lest they be agreed? We need to get back to the Word, friends, and stick to the Word. That's my ministry. My finger is always pointed at the Christ because he is the answer to every dilemma that we have in this country. We're going to continue on for one more segment. We are broadcasting live out of Marysville, Tennessee. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 24/7 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, final segment, and we are in it even now. We're talking about evil company corrupts good character, 1 Corinthians 15:33. First hour we spent on the fact that those that stand up and do the right thing, they're offending those that are not. And I say to you that are doing the right thing before God, offend away, because they have the definition of the word offend backwards. And I was highlighting the fact that there was a little boy who got good grades. Because he got good grades, his friends got mad at him. And when he asked his friends, why do you get mad at me? He had said to him, you make me look bad in front of my parents. Hey, folks, we're seeing a whole lot of this happen in this country today. And what amazed everybody was this little boy that got good grades actually threw off his study in honor to his parents by giving himself over to his friends because he cared more about the approbation and approval of his friends than he did his parents. And I'm taking that over unto Christians today before God. And we see that's prevalent in the church. There's very few that actually walk in the light. There's very few, as a matter of fact, in this country, I see it all the time, that actually know what the Word of God says in this country. And yet again, Jesus said that we are to know the doctrine. We are to know the doctrine, and there's so few that call themselves Christians that know the doctrine. They're not Christians. The lack of Christianity is like highlighted 1.5 million times. Now, going back to this, friends, just to kind of highlight the fact that there's many that feed, that call themselves Christians, that feed on the spirit of the world, that feed on the influence of the world, and then there's those that try to justify themselves and say, you know what, I'm not influenced by what they do. Well, then let me ask you the question, why do you hold to your friend that keeps you away from the things of God then? Because that's where your heart's set. The Bible says where your treasure is, there your heart is also. You care more about your friends than you do the presence of God. And there you miss out to your own demise. Hey, friends, listen to me. If the blind could see, he would not choose a blind man to be his guide. I'm doing my best to open your eyes. Because you need to ask yourself, what are those that you follow or you those that you're united with, what do they stand for? Are they worth it? Hey, mark this. You will not go beyond those that you allow to teach you. Either it's the Christ or it's the spirit of the world, period. No in-betweenites. And I'm here to tell you how they stand or how they fall is exactly how you're going to stand or as to how you're going to fall. Again, I want to say this. I know there's still people out there right now trying to justify what they do and those that they have around them, and they still think that they're okay with the things of God. You say, well, their influence has no power over me. Here, let me give you a couple examples. Did you know that King Richard III of two centuries ago, did you know that he had a hunched back? And did you know that the men of that country began to do their best to walk with a hunched back? Oh, you think that's crazy? Just hang on a second, friends. Two centuries ago in England, there was also a princess that had a temporary limp. Guess what the women in that country began to do? They began to limp. You say, Bradley, that is just outlandish. That's crazy. No, 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 no. You again are sadly mistaken. Do you remember back in the 20s? Do you remember a man and a woman? A woman and a man, Bonnie and Clyde. Do you remember who Bonnie and Clyde were? They were bank robbers. They were murderers. They were extorters. They were two devils hooked at the hip. Did you know that Bonnie used to limp? She used to walk around with a limp. Did you know that Hollywood and the media glamorized Bonnie and Clyde, by the way? Did you know that women in the 20s and the 30s dressed like Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde? Did you know that women across the country began to limp just like Bonnie from Bonnie and Clyde? So don't tell me how these things don't have influence over others. If that's the case, look at the kids across the United States of America. I can tell you what kind of music they listen to by the way they dress, by the way they act, by the way that they have their tattoos. Don't tell me it has no influence over you. Don't tell me your friends don't have influence over you. Have you ever had one of those friends that I'm talking about right now say that they're offended because you obey the word of God the way I have a million and a half times? It's like water going down a duck's back when I hear it. Oh, that's fine. Then don't bother with me anymore. Move along. I care more about the things of the Spirit of God than I care about you. And furthermore, I don't have time to sit and hang around with you. We are mandated by God to go out there and seek and save that which is lost. So either you're with it or you're not. And if you're not out there becoming a fisher of men, it means that you're not following the Christ. So you're both in error. Do you remember the movie back in the 90s, E.T.? I remember that was huge. I remember seeing a portion of it, oh, probably about 2 years ago, and it looked so terrible. The way that that little E.T. thing, the technology was so bunk back in the 90s, but they got away with it just like they did with Jaws back in the 70s. If you look at that Jaws film today, friends, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's funky. It's funny. How did they get away with that? It was so bad. But E.T. was huge. And notice there was a mockery of Christ in that movie as well, where E.T. died and then he came back to life. By the way, so was Superman from DC Comics. It was based on Christianity at the very beginning, for those that did not know. And, of course, it fell away from that really quick. But do you remember E.T.? Remember the little dude that had a light on his finger and he said, phone home. Remember him? Do you remember when Elliot, the little boy, took Reese's Pieces and he dropped little Reese's Pieces all the way to the swing set? Do you remember that? Do you know there was a 5-second increment of him doing that? Did you know that Reese's Pieces sales went up 400% during the duration of that movie? Don't tell me it doesn't have any influence over you, friends. It does. Ads on websites have influence over you. when you're on your phone and these little pop-up ads or these commercials, and you notice what it's always aimed at. It's always aimed at your money, demoralizing you, alluring you into something at every step, the very things the Lord told us to get away from. It's pretty crazy how that works, isn't it? Oh, I wanted to make another point with E.T. Did you know that in Sweden, E.T., the movie back in the 90s, did you know that that movie was banned to children under 11 years old? You know why? Do you remember how Elliot used to talk back to his parents? E.T. was banned to children under 11 years old in Sweden because of the disrespect that was shown, for parents in the movie. I thought we were called to be the light of the world. I thought we were the ones that used to ban and censor that kind of garbage. No, now we just, with open arms. You know, Disney makes it a point now that you learn from the children. And the parents are wrong. That's the storyline almost every time in a Disney film, friends. Every single time. Here's another one for you. Do you remember the Kiddo Taco Bell, the little waggly dog with those big ears? Did you know that they did a 30-second commercial back in the, Business Wire, December 1998. The 30-second commercial with that little waggly-eared dog saying, "You quiero Taco Bell?" 12.9 million units flew off the shelves in record time. Don't tell me how you're not influenced, friends, because you're being influenced by someone or something. King David meditated upon the Word of God day and night. Well, Bradley, that's just overboard. No, it's not. It's a matter of what you want. And I'll tell you, it's a matter of what you're going to get. You've heard that saying, you are what you eat. Yep, you are. If you eat the bread of life, you're going to become the bread of life. You drink in the spirit of the world, you're going to fall away from Christ. You're going to be a part of the problem rather than the answer in so many different ways. Folks, got about 2 to 3 hours of preaching tonight in Marysville, Tennessee tonight. Thank you for joining me today for 2 hours. And again, we will be in Montana next week, but we'll be back with you on Monday. So after tonight, we get up, we drive 20 hours back to Minnesota. A couple days later, we'll be on a plane over to Montana doing it all over again. But we do it because we have hope that we'll see it through. We do it because we love God with our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. We do it in love to you, doing unto others as you'd have them do unto us, Matthew 22:37. And we do it, friends, because we need to stand up and do it. Because if others won't, we will by the grace of God. We love you by what we do. We're to love you not in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and truth in 1 John 3:18. And again, we will talk to you in about, well, a day and 23 hours. See ya.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.